Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm James Rogers, and this is the History Hit World Wars podcast, a podcast dedicated to that turbulent period in history between 1914 and 1945. We know that the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand is a pivotal moment in history. We know that it helped spark the start of the First World War, one of the greatest wars the world has ever seen. But where was he heading on the day of his assassination? What were the reasons behind his murder? What were the events building up to that fatal moment, the political motivations behind it, and who else was involved? In this short podcast, first recorded for Dan Snow's History Hit, Dan actually visits Sarajevo and goes on the trail of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, his wife Sophie, and their assassin, Gavrilo Princip.
On June the 28th, 1914, a murder took place in Sarajevo, Bosnia, that ignited a world war. This is how it happened. The heir to the mighty Austrian Empire, Franz Ferdinand, is visiting Sarajevo, the capital of one of his empire's most restless provinces. Many Bosnians wish to be part of next-door Serbia. Days earlier, the Archduke says, "I wouldn't be surprised if there are a few Serbian bullets waiting for me." He arrives with his wife, Sophie, on the morning of June the 28th, 1914. It's their wedding anniversary. They've loved their trip so far. It's also an anniversary for the Serbs. Vidovdan, the date of the 1389 Battle of Kosovo against the Ottoman Turks, where the Serbians were heroically crushed. It has always been a day on which the Serbs renewed their ambition to throw off the yoke of a foreign overlord.
The couple arrive here at the train station where they conduct a troop inspection. At 10 o'clock, they set off in a convoy of vehicles. Theirs is a luxury open limousine. They drive south, then east. Their destination is the town hall where a lavish reception is waiting. Little did the royal couple know, but they were about to run a lethal gauntlet. Along the route are assassins. Young men committed to freeing Bosnia from Austrian rule and uniting with Serbia. They are armed with weapons supplied by rogue members of the Serbian government. The first assassin is standing armed with a pistol, but as the convoy drives past, he freezes and does nothing. At 10 past 10, the convoy reaches Nedeljko Kobrinovic.
At that bridge, Kobrinovic was waiting, a young man dying of tuberculosis, desperate to complete this mission before his death. He threw a bomb as the Archduke's car passed at 20 yards range. It bounced off the back of the car and rolled underneath the car behind, blowing up and injuring around 20 people. The Archduke's driver accelerated away down here past the necks of the assassins.
This assassin, Gavrilo Princip, does nothing, perhaps assuming that the bomb has done its job. Franz Ferdinand is shaken, but attends the reception at the town hall. The speech he reads out is covered in the blood of his assistant injured in the crash. They decide to visit their wounded colleagues and the bystanders in the Sarajevo hospital. At 10:45, the royal group leave the town hall. They drive along the same road, on which they've survived one assassination attempt already today. Meanwhile, Princip, having failed in his assassination attempt, is standing around on this street corner. Nobody has informed the Archduke's driver about the change of plan, so at the very same junction, the driver slows down and turns right.
The Archduke's car rolled in, turned right, and stopped right here, as the driver was told they actually wanted to go that way. The driver stalled the car, Princip took his pistol out of his pocket and fired two shots at a metre and a half range. First hit Sophie in the abdomen. The second shot grazed the jugular of the Archduke. They were mortally wounded. They were the first two shots fired in what would become the First World War, a war that would see well over 10 million people killed, fired on this street corner in Sarajevo.
And before you go, remember, as a Warfare listener, you get a special discount at History Hit. Subscribers get access to blissfully uninterrupted ad-free podcasts and thousands of hours of history documentaries. You've got everything from the American Revolution to my own documentaries like Traces of War, Weapons of War, and 24 Hours in Normandy, where I follow in the footsteps of the Green Howards on D-Day, from their beach landings to being awarded the Victoria Cross, and all the way through their first day where they made it 7 miles inland, further than any other British or American unit. So head over to historyhit.com/subscribe or follow the link in the show notes and use the code WARFARE to get 50% off your next 3 months. That's the code WARFARE to get 50% off. And if you're an Apple listener, you can subscribe for new ad-free episodes within the app. So give it a go. I know you're gonna love it.